Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1. Listen back on the RTÉ Radio Player app.
This week sees the sixth and final, the final episode in our Leaving Cert Advice programme called Study Hub. The show's presenter, Evelyn O'Rourke, is with us. Evelyn Falls-Ruth, we know that thousands of students will be sitting these subject exams in June, but we're starting today with business. Tell us more.
Because we could all be millionaire entrepreneurs. You know, we all think that. And if only there was a TV show, Cormac, that could give you some bit of an insight, if only there was, into the reality of doing business.
Sounds to me like the dog ate my homework. Did they sack you? I've seen your business plan and I think there's some real flaws in there. You can ask me for my feedback now, it was fine. So you want Lord Sugar to get into tights?
Yes.
That's an interesting visual image. So in your business plan, you say that every customer is asked for their on-the-spot feedback on your coffee.
Every time someone's at that till, how was your day, how was your coffee?
Nobody asked me.
Oh my God, did they not?
I was there last week. And nobody asked me.
Did they not?
They didn't ask me what I thought of the coffee.
You're fired. From the BBC's The Apprentice, the final taking place, of course, this Thursday. So with that firmly in our minds, Evelyn, it focuses the mind on exams ahead. And you want to talk about Gaeilge Paper 2. This is a big subject now, prose and poetry, and requires lots of strategy. Isn't that right, to navigate this?
Yeah, you probably read back over your notes still from that time. But yes, we were joined on the line by Ethna Coyne, who teaches at Presentation College, Athenryan, Galway. And she has lots of great tips. And the main thing that she wants to say to people is, you know, if there's words you don't understand or you're struggling for a term, never forget that there's loads of Gaeilge written on the exam paper. Like, the poems are there. There's so much there. Use the paper to help you answer your questions. Here, Ethna Coyne outlines more of this advice.
Just to reiterate what you said there, light at the end of the tunnel. Now we're down to the last 200 marks of the 600 mark allocation. And we're gradually returning to normal, Evelyn, now. To highlight the words that come up in the question and make sure you reference them regularly rather than going down the route of not referencing the key words in the question.
People sometimes think they're not going to express themselves maybe as ably as they'd like to, that their Gaeilge let them down or they'll get something wrong. What is the line on that in terms of the examiners?
Well, really, you know, if you look at the overall layout of this paper, you have the comprehensions there, two of them worth 100 marks. They're on the paper. The information is there in front of you, really, except with the exception of the Gramadoc section, which is just 3 out of the 15 marks in Ceist Ishé. So this is not where you're going to be worrying about, you know, your efficacy in grammar, really, you know, because it applies to the whole exam. But apart from that, everything is on the paper. Likewise with the poetry, your poems are on the paper there. So, you know, the poetry is also part of your Scríobh Cainte. So they're totally familiar with the poems themselves and very easy to pull the words apart and to talk about your poetic techniques there. This is for the language lover, really, you know, and somebody who wants to explore the use of the language and the effectiveness of the techniques that the poet uses. This is really where they can shine. It's an exam, really, that they should be coming out feeling very, very positive about.
Well, lacuna J. Then you move on to home economics. And in this paper, the students, they're really up against the clock, aren't they?
Oh, this is one of those timing. It's all about the timing. And also Sandra Cleary from the Institute of Education joins us and she's given us great extra material on this. She wants to remind students they can only use blue and black pens, no gel pens and no Tippex. So she says, have a pencil and a highlighter and have a plan, she says. Every system can be broken down, so know your system. Kind of advice for life there, really. But here's Sandra Cleary from the Institute. Tell us more.
We have 14 short questions and this year we have to answer 10 out of those 14. You're looking at 2 minutes each, so 20 minutes. Now, unlike other subjects like biology and business, I might add, we won't get away with just very brief answers. And that's where a lot of students fall down. And what I find personally off-putting is when you get those short questions for the last couple of years, they don't actually even have the marks printed beside them. So it's quite off-putting. You're looking at it. So I would suggest that you'd have a pencil. So usually they're divided into three parts. So 2-2-2 right in the side margin, or other questions.
As in you're putting the mark down for yourself.
Physically with the pencil, 2-2-2. And I would do this in the first 5 minutes when you're reading over the exam paper. And then the next one might be 3-3. And a rule of thumb, which works particularly well, is for every 2 marks, 2 sub-points. For every 3 marks, 3 sub-points. So for example, you're asked, what is celiac? disease, 3 marks. Mm-hmm. Somebody writes down, oh, it's an intolerance to the fibrous protein gluten. It's correct, but it's only one. You'd have to give a second point that it's an autoimmune disease. Thirdly, the fact that it's a chronic disease and it cannot be cured.
Okay.
So that's a good rule of thumb. So we have 10 of those out of 14.
Mm.
And I have huge issues with, say, students in terms of the timing. So I would always have a timer on my watch or my phone in school.
Mm.
If they're doing a 50 marker, we literally have to get it done in 22 minutes flat.
Brutal about it.
Brutal, absolutely.
Mahu Sandra Cleary. Now, before we move on, Evelyn, you want to mention RTE Learn.
Yeah, I mean, everything is there. All the notes, the extra content. Like Sandra Cleary's given us huge access to the notes that she generates for her own students. So yeah, go check it out. And all our podcasts are there too.
Okay, time to talk about business.
yes.
Again, a busy and demanding paper here. Tell us what to expect.
Yes, well, if you're going to go into The Apprentice, you need to have your business studies behind you, don't you? Ronan Murdoch from the Institute again joins us. Again, he thinks time management is going to be a big issue. And can I just say, Cormac, the one thing I've learned from doing Study Hub is marking schemes. Know your marking schemes. It's what guides you through your timings so you don't get bogged down. So here, Ronan tells us a little bit more.
The time pressure is coming back in a lot, so they have to be really careful about that. So the time management, there's the same amount of time, 3 hours through the paper, but last year students were spoiled for time. They had all time in the world. They had 300 marks over 3 hours, now 400
We're getting
marks.
A bit begrudgery about last year's students on Study Hub, to be honest.
Absolutely, it was a dream teaching them. But I'd be worried, though, that like there could be an element of complacency. You have to remember, 2 years in a row, there's been no time pressure at all, and I'm having to get used to hammering my students on the time management now. I'd be really keen to tell the students, make sure you get back to you're very strict to yourself. You're doing a question for homework, 20 marks divided by 2.5, you've 8 minutes to do it. And that's really crucial, because a lot of students this year, more than any other year, won't finish the exam on time.
You think?
Yeah, no, it'll definitely happen, yeah.
Do they have, what, 3 hours to do the paper?
Yeah.
So what clock should they have in their head?
The exam start at 1:30, so they'd first 5 minutes read over the paper, spend half an hour on the short questions, 40 minutes on the ABQ. But the big thing for them to note is by 2:45, they should be done with their short questions and the ABQ. And then the other 4 questions after that, 4 long questions, 25 minutes for each of them. And that will bring them up to 4:25. And then they 5 minutes at the end then to look over the paper. But the big thing is the ABQ short questions done by 3:15.
Now, you're saying do all 12, the examiner picked the best 8. In biology and other subjects, it can be a negative marking, right?
Oh, with the short questions,
but with the short questions in business, that's fine.
Yeah, the short questions, do all 12 and they'll take the best 8 out of the 12, yeah.
Okay, now talk me about the long questions, because that's the
long questions, you'll get 8 and you do 4 of them. So it'll be broken into part 1 and part 2. You have to do at least 1 question from part 1, 1 question from part 2. And the 3rd and 4th question you can do from either part 1 or part 2. But the big bit of advice I'd have to students this year, if they go in and they know units 1, 5, 6 and 7, they'll be covering themselves for 5 questions, really, of 5 out of the 8. They'll be setting themselves up very nicely.
Ronan Gurmagat Fishin. Now, we want to end by saying this is important, but it doesn't define you in life. Isn't that right, the Leaving Cert?
Yeah, crucially important message, and we try and say it again and again in Study Hub. So we end this series with our old pal Jen Treadcheck back, a occupational therapist from Wayhead Therapy. And she's got great advice to help you think about the next chapter and about how, of course, we all want to collapse after we finish the exams. But you know what? Plan your summer. Think of it as a block of time. Unwind. Go look for positive, happy things in your life. And it is the Leaving Cert. It is important, but it's only an exam.
Okay, and I think people should really, really heed that, and they should really heed Study Hub as well. Well done, Evelyn.
Oh,
nobody else will say it to you, so I'll say it to you. Well done. It has been invaluable, I'm sure, to students, and it's available to download all 6 episodes. Evelyn O'Rourke, Gurmila Mahungas.